okay, I should be sleeping right now, but I decided that I would answer the questions I got for my Q&A audio. I have them typed out here in the order I want to answer them in, and because I am really bad at articulating myself, I have a few notes on some of my answers just in case I forget anything. So for the 5 people that are going to listen to this, this is for you, I guess, because nobody really cares, but I thought it would be fun. Okay, the first question, I don't know if I should mention usernames. I was conflicted. On one hand, I'm not sure if people want their usernames to be mentioned, but on the other hand, they might. I just decided to mention them, so yeah. I think people won't mind. Anyway, the first question is from user Apropos, and it says, I'm sure this must have been asked elsewhere, but where is that accent of yours from? Okay, this is a question I get a lot, and I don't really have a satisfying answer, I think, for everyone, because my accent is basically entirely made up. It's a mix of a whole bunch of accents from a whole bunch of places. I still don't want to mention where I'm from. I'm a little paranoid about that, but I can mention some of the countries I've lived in that have contributed to this weird hybrid accent of mine. I've lived in South Africa, Zambia, Uganda. I'm in Australia right now. I've lived in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I've lived in Botswana and a few other places that I'm not going to mention just because. And yeah, well, I'm pretty young, but I grew up in a lot of those places, and I guess that's just, this accent just kind of came to be. I don't know, it's not really satisfying. I'm sure a lot of people wanted, you know, a definite answer, like a definite place, but you can probably guess where I'm from. You know, I'm from Southern Africa, by the way. That's another question I get a lot. Where am I from? Southern Africa is as specific as I will get. Another question I get a lot that wasn't specifically asked is, what do I look like? Again, I'm from Southern Africa. I have dark eyes, black hair. I'm black. I'm short. Yeah, that's as specific as I'll get. Okay, the next question is also from user Apropos, and it says, you say you like a guy who's a switch, so are there times when you like the idea of being dominant, or is it more the idea of a male sub that appeals to you? And this is an interesting question because, well, first of all, I like all guys, all types of guys, dominant guys, submissive guys, switches, feminine boys, masculine guys. I don't have a preference. I like them all. But the cruel joke is I'm such a submissive. I don't know if I have it in me to be dominant enough to even be with half of those types of guys. I don't know if I could be in a relationship with a guy who was submissive and satisfy him, because I'm submissive too, and that would be a mess. But I do like the idea of submissive guys. I don't know, something about them. It's just really arousing. Feminine boys too. It's feminine boys, masculine women. I don't know, something about, by masculine, I don't mean like physically masculine, if you know what I mean. I mean just the energy, the masculine energy. I don't know, there's something about the different dynamics and the roles being switched that I really, really like. Yes. I, for now, like the idea of submissive guys, only because I haven't been in a situation where I could be dominant, so I don't even know if I could be dominant. The closest I've come is, you know, choking and hair pulling with my ex. That's as dominant as I've ever been, which I guess some people would say is pretty dominant, but I don't know, I don't think so. I mean, it's, I don't know, you know. Anyway, next question. The next question is from User Inspection Beer, and he says, I'm assuming he's male. Sorry. The question is, what's the most out there kink you've always wanted to try or watch if it's porn? I didn't mention this. I did not mention this in my audio talking about my kinks, because I was admittedly a bit embarrassed, but I don't think it's, I mean, maybe to the general public it is out there, but I do have a thing for tentacle porn, you know, the hentai stuff. Yes, I said it. I admitted it. It's out there. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I just enjoy it. I went through a whole phase where I would just fantasize about it. That to me is my most out there kink. Not necessarily that I've always wanted to try, but it's out there for me. Also, this is also, I guess, a bit strange, I suppose, but another kink or fantasy is just being used by like a demon. Not like a monster, but a demon that's as close to human as possible, but also beast-like. Not animal-like, but human-like. You know, not, you know what I mean? That's also something that's quite out there. Just the idea of, I don't know, summoning this evil entity, and it's evil by nature, but decides not to hurt you or kill you or do anything that is harmful by its nature, like the idea of summoning something so powerful and it just decides that it wants to fuck you. I don't know. Something about that is really arousing. I like it. That's pretty out there. I don't think it's the most out there, but I mean, you know, I don't think it's the worst. I don't think it's, you know, the most shocking thing to be into, but yes, that would be, I guess that would be something I want to try, if I could even try it, but yes. Okay, next question is from Fluffy Hawaiian, and it says, if we could spend one day together, what would we do? That's a cute question. I stay at home a lot, so if we could spend a day together. Okay, I'll try not to be boring. I enjoy art a lot and I like to paint. I think I would enjoy visiting one of those art museums. I've always wanted to go to one. I've been to one of the small ones around my city, but I think I would really enjoy just spending a day seeing some really good artwork, or do something cheesy like those cute picnics that people set up. Just anything sweet and cheesy. I would even just enjoy staying home and watching a bunch of movies. I'm not sure what movies. I think lots of people, their like ideal staying in movie date would be watching, I don't know, a bunch of Disney movies. I didn't really grow up on Disney movies the same way everyone else did, because I don't know why. I'm not sure where I was when all those movies were, you know, becoming popular. I watched Finding Nemo for the first time last year, and I don't recall ever watching The Lion King. Anyway, I just went off on a tangent. My point is, I don't know what type of movies we would watch if we stayed home watching movies. But we would watch movies. Actually, I would probably be the perfect candidate to watch all the Disney movies from scratch, because I haven't seen quite a few of them in a long time. I've only seen them like once or not at all. And I think that a lot of people would take advantage of that. I think a lot of people would force me to watch. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. What would we do if we spent the day together? We would just do a bunch of cheesy stuff, honestly. Because I like cheesy stuff. Yeah, I like cheesy, cute stuff like that. Anyway, the next question is from user Aztec Life, and he says, what's your favorite book? Mine is London Fields by Martin Amis. Okay, I do think I have a favorite book, which is a book I recently read, titled The Bonesetter's Daughter by Amy Tan. It's a really interesting book about an American born Chinese woman and her sort of old fashioned immigrant mother who ends up having some form of dementia and Well, the book is, it's just a touching book about, you know, motherhood and mothers and daughters and the relationships between them. The book is basically her mother's memoir, really, you know, her life story and all the stuff she went through as an immigrant Chinese woman when she was young. And it's full of all the culture and the myths and the beliefs that people had when her mother was young. And I don't know, I really like that. It was a really touching book. I'm a bit of a crybaby, so I cried throughout, you know, the book. I cried a lot. I cry a lot in general, but I especially cried when reading this book because it was a really good book. So that's my favorite book, The Bonesetter's Daughter. My last question, because this is getting really long, is also from Aztec Life. And he says, do you watch porn? And what's your favorite type? And what's the best orgasm you ever had? I don't watch porn that much at all, actually, since I found Gone Wild Audio quite a few months ago. I haven't watched any porn. It just doesn't really do it for me anymore. But if I do watch it, I usually enjoy solo male stuff, amateur stuff. It feels more real to me. I can no longer like derive pleasure from watching most porn with women in it, unless it's amateur porn, I suppose, for a whole bunch of reasons that I'm sure you can guess. You know, the porn industry is and or can be a bit sketchy, and I don't know, I'm not comfortable with it anymore. So I prefer solo male stuff the most. Yeah. In fact, during the Ramble Fap that I recorded, that's also going to be included in this post, I was watching a solo male video. Anyway, that's not important, but it's the first time in months that I've gotten off to visual porn, and honestly, that was a really good orgasm. Oh, speaking of which, the second part of his question was, what's the best orgasm you've had? I don't know. They all feel pretty great. I would say, okay, so for the entire month of April, a few months ago, I don't know what happened. It was like something switched, and I couldn't go a day without touching myself at least twice a day for the entire month. That was as soon as I woke up and right before going to bed. I just couldn't not get myself off. Like, I just couldn't stop thinking about touching myself all day. And I would say, honestly, all the orgasms I had during the month of April were some of the best I have had. It doesn't help that I got my first real toy, my vibrator, in April, so that could explain it. But oh my god, it was, those were all some really amazing orgasms. And honestly, I would say those, to all of them, I would say all of them, most of them were like, are up there, some of the best I have had. And yeah, I don't think there's any turning back from using toys like vibrators. I don't know why it took me so long to get one. I think I was just kind of scared or worried, but I do not regret it at all. But I'm never going back, because some of the best orgasms I've had are because of my vibrator, as you will be able to tell when and if you listen to the other audio that I have linked in this post. Hopefully I link it in this post. It will be linked in this post along with this Q&A. And I hope you like that audio, because that was a really good orgasm and it felt really good. Well, those are all the questions I'll answer. Those are all the questions I got. Quite a few, actually. And this is already pretty long. So, honestly, if you've gotten this far, then thanks. I never know how to end these. So I'll just end by saying bye and take care of yourselves.